October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and this month there is lots of talk about the confusing and conflicting guidelines for mammograms. It's not easy to figure out when women should be getting these x-rays. I'm Kelly Blyer, and I talk with the clinical director of St. Charles Cancer Center about what she is telling her patients. That's the focus of today's Take 5.
My two cents is after the age of 40, you should get an annual mammogram.
Dr. Lin-Yi Chang, the director of St. Charles Cancer Center, is getting a lot of questions from her patients about how often they should be getting mammograms. Last year, the U.S. Preventive Services Task Force announced it would no longer recommend women in their 40s get yearly mammograms. They believe annual mammograms should start at 50. The American Cancer Society and the American College of Radiology continue to recommend women 40 and older get annual mammograms. Dr. Chang is following their guidelines. She says with cancer, the earlier you catch it, the better.
We know that catching breast cancer early, the treatments are more effective. I mean, the treatments are hopefully less treatment when it's earlier, and hopefully women can avoid, you know, chemotherapy and more aggressive therapies such as that. So the data shows that overall, screening mammography reduces deaths from breast cancer. So, you know, there are very clear-cut benefits for that select age group between 50 and 75. There's very little data for women older than 75, just because there are very few trials that address women in that age group. And then for the younger age group, the data supports that it reduces deaths from breast cancer as well. You know, it's not as compelling as for, you know, 50 to 75, but I think that when you're looking at all of the data, what the experts are telling us is that, you know, globally it seems to reduce the deaths from breast cancer and it saves lives.
What's a woman to do? We'll answer that question next. Take 5 is brought to you by Home Federal Bank.
My business, my community, my Home Fed. At Home Federal Bank, we know that the strength of our local community is closely related to the strength of local businesses. We're here to make it easier and more profitable for your business to do business, right here at home. So bring us your business needs. We'll bring over 90 years of banking expertise. Together, we'll plan for success.
Home Fed Merchant Services now supports the iPhone card scanner. Your business can accept credit cards via your iPhone. Switching is easy at Home Fed. Member FDIC.
Welcome back to Take 5. What researchers weigh is the cost of saving a life. Breast cancer is the leading cause of cancer death. 1.4 million women will be diagnosed with breast cancer this year, and it will kill nearly 500,000. The possible negatives of getting a mammogram include the exposure to radiation and the possible anxiety a false positive may cause a patient. Dr. Chang says ultimately whether to get one is an individual decision.
If you as a woman between the ages of 40 and 49, you know, if you're going to be making that decision, it should be up to you to decide, you know? It's like, is that a low enough dose of radiation that's acceptable to me? You know, is the anxiety from, you know, perhaps getting called back in, an additional mammogram, perhaps a biopsy, you know, is that worth it if I could catch it earlier and that would give me peace of mind? If it is, then go ahead and do it. If you look at it and say, you know, that just would be too much for me and I can't deal with it, and I think my chances are low enough that it would be entirely reasonable not to, and I don't want to do it, then that's okay.
I'm Kelly Blyer. Take 5 is a production of KBND. Depend on us.